to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And I am so excited. I am beyond excited. I am just, you know, just floating in clouds because I have a dear friend and someone who I've gotten to know here over the last several months who is truly a warrior for Jesus Christ, an incredible leader, the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Diocese of Orange, Dr. Aaron Barisano. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Deacon. It's such a joy to be here, and thank you for your kind words.
Well, you are amazing. You are absolutely amazing. Catholic schools are amazing, and we're talking about the joy of Catholic schools and why it's so important that we support Catholic schools with our prayers, with the attendance of our children in the schools, with our financial support in every way possible, because Catholic schools, to a very large extent, is the foundation of our mission of our church.
Well, it is, and it's Catholic schools are foundationally the teaching and evangelizing mission of our church. And so to go out into the world and to bring those people, namely our students and our parents, closer to Christ.
Well, I have to tell everyone, and some of you know and some of you may not know, that my world changed a few months ago. I got a little knock on the door from a very blessing from the bishops, Bishop Kevin Vann, the Bishop of Orange, and the auxiliary bishop, Bishop Tim Fryer, that wanted me to head up basically a new revised role of evangelization and formation for the Diocese of Orange. And so on August 1st of this year, I started my new position. And I would see this smiling face in the hall come by, smiling, Dr. Aaron, and she'd say hi. But I was so busy doing, you know, getting rolling and working on this, that, whatever. And then one day, you know, very shortly, a few weeks into the job, I was praying and the Lord said, Catholic schools are the source, mm-hmm. the key, the foundation of evangelization. And I have to tell you, I have to admit to everybody, I mean, public confession, that it wasn't something that was at the top of my list at that time. But then when we were able to meet, it became so apparent between the parents, the teachers, the students. It is the heartbeat of evangelization.
Well, it is. And I remember that first meeting, Deacon. I remember, and the Holy Spirit just guided our conversation and made it so, so clear, this evangelization effort to bring us all together through the lens of Catholic education. And it is, it's what you mentioned. It is our parents, it's our students, it's our teachers, our staff, and that connection with our parishes there at the elementary level, and just this awesome opportunity that we have to really, really reach people's hearts.
So let's talk about the scope of what we have here in the Diocese of Orange. How many schools and how many teachers, staff, students? So
sure. We're blessed with 35 schools here in the Diocese of Orange, 30 elementary schools and 5 high schools. And we have about 17,300 students that we educate and form in the faith. And
praise God.
What an absolute, absolute blessing. We have 1,200 teachers who teach and minister to our children, and then another 1,000 staff on top of that. So we are a robust system of schools here in the diocese.
So basically, it's about a 1-15 average class size, something like that?
It is. Yeah. It is, yeah. Yes.
Are you impressed with my math, by the
way? I am. Wow, that was
just
yes.
Right off the top of my head. You know? But that's fantastic,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
That's a really good ratio.
Yes, it is. And again, just an absolute, absolute blessing. We have a bishop in our diocese, Bishop Kevin Vann, whose number one priority is Catholic education. He is a product of Catholic schools. He is a lover of Catholic schools. And he recognizes the impact that a Catholic education can have on a person's life. And it is such a privilege to serve our church in this way and to lead our schools in this way.
my brothers and sisters, our number one mission individually, collectively as a church, collectively in our parishes, our schools, wherever we go, is evangelization, is to share our faith. It is the mission that we are called to do. And we see this in the Acts of the Apostles, Acts 1:8, that says we are called when the Holy Spirit comes upon us to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. We see this in Mark 16, where we are called to make disciples. We see this in Matthew 28. We see this throughout the scriptures. The number one calling we have is to make disciples, is to shape and form and transform in this metanoia. Catholic schools is a great opportunity to shape your children, to also influence parents. And that's something that we're working on together,
right,
you know, in terms of various programs. And yet, at the same time, I know there's a lot of question marks about, you know, do I get the right education? But here's the interesting thing. The Catholic school kids do incredibly well in school, in college, and in the various tests.
Absolutely. Our graduation rate is 99.1%.
Wow.
At the high school level, and that's far beyond our public and private school counterparts. We have a number of National Merit Scholars every year at the high school level. Our AP classes, our IB classes, all of these things, you know, at the elementary level in math and reading, our students are outperforming in their STAR scores or standardized test scores. And I have to say, these past couple of years, when other school districts have fumbled, Catholic schools were right there, continuing to educate children, continuing the academic excellence, continuing to form their families in the faith. It has been an absolute, absolute blessing.
May I say hallelujah? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have to, you know, as a proud father, I have to brag just a little bit. My three children all went to Santa Margarita. They were all National Merit Scholars.
Oh, fantastic.
My daughter, you ready for this, was valedictorian of Santa Margarita High School.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, was valedictorian and went on to Georgetown and USC Law School. It's interesting to me how the Holy Spirit works. My daughter was the first one to say, I want to go to Catholic school. I want to go to Santa Margarita. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, she was the fourth class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And at the very beginning, but they go to church, you know, they go to Mass every Sunday, you know, and it really formed her. And it's so important. Tell us about your passion and why you got involved in this area, because you're obviously incredibly talented, but you wanted to go this route, now superintendent of Catholic schools, but being a principal and getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that so important to you?
Well, you don't wake up and decide, I want to be superintendent. And so it's
or deacon or director of evangelization.
Right. Yeah. This is, God has called me to do this work. This is, and I've said this very, very plainly and simply, this is not my work. This is God's work. And, he has chosen me to be his instrument. But I love Catholic education. I love Catholic schools. I'm a proud product of Catholic schools at every level, K through 8, high school. Shout out to Pomona Catholic High School in Pomona. And,
go Pomona!
And St. Joseph School in Pomona. And when I graduated high school, I wanted to continue that faith journey at a Catholic university. And I was blessed to attend the University of Notre Dame, which was my dream. It was my dream.
Amazing.
To go to Notre Dame. And I graduated there with a degree in marketing. And so I went and sold Cheerios for a year. And I worked for General Mills and consumer food sales, and then worked in international marketing for another 4 years. And I got this kind of tap on my shoulder, and I'm sure you know that tap, Deacon. Mm-hmm. And Sister Carol Marie, who was my principal when I was in elementary school, called me, and they were looking for a second grade teacher. And she said, Aaron, have you ever thought about teaching? And I said, well, no, sister, I'm in marketing and I'm traveling the world. And she said, I'd like to talk to you about teaching.
Wow.
And you know, when sister poses a question to you, the correct answer is yes, sister.
Yes.
And so we started a discernment process, and that fall, I decided to start teaching, and I didn't have any education experience other than being a student. And she knew I was a well-formed person, though. She had seen me grow up and knew that I was well-educated and well-formed and that the competency would come. And obviously, I later went back to school and got my credential, and then decided that, or not decided, but answered the call to leadership and got my master's degree at Mount St. Mary's University in Los Angeles, and continued, you know, teaching, and then went into leadership as a Catholic school principal, and worked 5 years at the Archdiocese of Los Angeles in their Department of Catholic Schools. Every step along the way, your breadth of vision expands, and recognizing the impact that Catholic education has on the individual student, on the student's family, on the community, on the parish. And now at the superintendent's level, I can see not only on the diocese, but on the greater community and on our world. And now more than ever, our world needs young people who are well formed, who have a strong moral compass, who are people of integrity and strong values. And that is what Catholic education does.
Amen. 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 Tell us about your personal faith journey. I'm very curious to know, because you're on fire for Jesus Christ, fuego. And tell us about that journey.
Yeah.
Cradle Catholic.
I'm one of seven children. When we talk about spiritual leadership, my parents were the primary spiritual leaders in my life. We prayed together as a family, attended Mass, and with seven kids, their priority was Catholic education for their kids, and they made the sacrifices.
Fantastic.
It was they were products of Catholic education, and they knew the importance mm-hmm. of it. And so, as I said, you know, I really think college was a turning point for me in my own spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. It's the first opportunity that you have as a young person to make that choice on your own, right?
Yes.
And to answer the call. And I was surrounded by very good young people, much like myself, who had been formed and who were continuing to search. And so, so we attended Mass together. We prayed together. We, had deep intellectual conversations with one another.
Wow.
And when I came out of a Catholic institution, you know, into the wide world, that is the time then that you really draw on that foundation, because you're faced with different things in a secular world.
Mm-hmm.
And it is your own conscience that you have to draw upon that has been formed and to make choices. And so as a young person, I would try to go to daily Mass because I knew that fed me. I knew that I needed that then to go into the office.
Mm.
I knew that I needed to attend a young person's retreat to fuel me. And so, you know, I did that for 5 years, and I think that's why when Sister called me to discern a life as a Catholic school teacher, it wasn't a huge leap for me. There was something that was missing in my everyday, and I needed that. And when I'm in a Catholic school environment, it is there. It permeates everything that I do. It permeates my being. And I've grown, you know, continue to grow in my journey spiritually. My faith has been deepened so much by the children that I've touched, by the parents who have touched my life, by the colleagues that I've had, and at the diocesan level, to be able to talk to people, to meet with people, not only in the local diocese, but in the national church, has been such a profound, profound blessing. There are just so many people of deep faith and of goodwill who want to set this world on fire, and it has been just an abundance of blessings.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Aaron Barisano, for your yes. We're with Dr. Aaron Barisano, who is the superintendent of schools, Catholic schools, the Diocese of Orange. And she is on fire for Jesus Christ. She is a great leader, and she is doing everything she can to bring the Holy Spirit into the schools at every level, with the teachers, the staff, the students, the parents. Tell us about that. We both have been talking a lot about the power of the Holy Spirit, transformation, metanoia. What is your vision for Catholic schools in terms of bringing the Holy Spirit and making it alive with every aspect of the schools?
Oh, well, that's just it. My vision is exactly that, that the Holy Spirit will permeate everything that we do. And so that science lesson, that math lesson is just on fire because it is sent from God. in terms of our teachers, we have fabulous teachers. They are mission focused. They are highly qualified, trained educators who have chosen to teach in our schools because they too have said yes. They have said yes to that call, and they need to be fueled, right? And their vessels need to continue to be refilled and refueled. And I really, really take that seriously as their superintendent to ensure that they have the tools necessary to be that beacon of light, of hope, of love to those kids. You know, think about when you were a child, your teacher is one of the most important adults in your life. And so we need to ensure that that our teachers continue to say yes every single day, because their work is challenging work, and it continues to get more challenging. And so, again, my vision is just to ensure that they have the support they need, that they have the skill set that they need, but that faith that we can just continue to fill their vessels so that they can in turn share that with their students.
My brothers and sisters, as we take a look at some scripture here, 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. Let's focus on that scripture for a second, because that's what Catholic schools do. Is they build up faith, they build up students, they build up parents, they give encouragement to one another, they build up, you know, the ability to see Jesus for who he is, our Savior, our Deliverer, and someone who is intimate with us every second of every day.
Yes, amen. To build up and to build up this body of Christ, and to build up one another within, you know, in the field of education, we talk a lot about collaboration, right? And this is a very secular term, and anybody can collaborate with one another. We hear it on social media all the time, and music, you know, a collaborator, collaboratory. And so I've really, really, over the past 4 years since I've been in this diocese, tried to pull our principles together, first starting at that collaboration and then moving into community, right? And as a people of faith then, with this mission, as fueled by the Holy Spirit, we become then communion with one another. And so it's moving from collaboration to community to communion. And I think that that is one of the most beautiful gifts that Catholic schools possess and really give freely to the people that are part of this community, is that they pull them into these very, very special communities. And then we are in communion with one another as centered on this body of Christ. And it is so profound, and it is so transformative. And if we allow that to penetrate our very souls, that's when the good stuff happens. That's when the good stuff happens.
Amen. Amen. How big is your God, my brothers and sisters? How big is your God? God wants to just shower his blessings upon us. And he is showering blessings upon Catholic schools within the whole world, but certainly within the Diocese of Orange here, all the teachers and all the 35 schools here. I want to look at some other scripture here for a second, and this is Acts 2, verse 42. Communal life. They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life, to the breaking of the bread, and to the prayers. Awe came upon them, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now, how does that relate to Catholic schools? Well, first of all, it's teaching.
Right.
Teaching of our faith. Communal life, exactly what you just mm-hmm. said. Building community, a Catholic community. And also, of course, the Eucharist.
Yeah.
Which is, we're here in celebrating Eucharistic revival for 3 years. And it's so, so important to understand that at the heart of education is the Eucharist, is teaching, is building up.
Well, and that's just it. And when I think back to my days as a teacher, and I always consider myself a Catholic school teacher, first and foremost.
Amen.
Well, you know, one of my mentor principals told me, never forget what it is to be a teacher. And as a teacher, I think that that is the heart of the matter. And when we think about, right, what Christ has given to us in the Eucharist, the heart of the matter.
Right.
It is so easily relatable to our teachers. And that is what they bring to their students. And one of the things that is so special about Catholic schools is that that celebration of the Eucharist and of liturgy weekly on our high school campuses. There's daily opportunity for reception of the Eucharist. And that's just, again, food for our soul, food for our journey in a world that is telling us no, that we can say yes, because we are fueled by our Lord.
Now, I am not in a position to want to slam anything, but there's a kind of a stark difference between the current public school system and the Catholic schools.
Yes.
What is fair to say the difference is?
Well, unfortunately, I would say that, again, without slamming anyone, the public school system has become very politicized. And so political agendas are being pushed in our public schools.
Amen. And anti-Catholic views.
Anti-Catholic views. And very much so, you know, what we do and what we stand for and what our mission is counter-cultural right now.
So I just have a very basic question to all of our listeners out there. Do you want your children to get closer to Christ or move further away from Christ? And what environment would allow them to do that? It's a very simple question.
It's a very simple answer.
It's not public schools,
right.
That's for sure. You know, and so at the end of the day, you want to build your children on solid ground, right? As scripture says,
right.
Not on sand.
Yeah.
You want to give them the values and teach them the sacraments and teach them about the church and teach them so much about why it's so important to be Catholic. You know, people forget. They don't really understand the power of the Eucharist, the power of the sacraments, the power of scripture. Tell us, for example, about the theology classes that you have and how people learn their faith.
Sure. And from kindergarten, from TK, and even at the preschool level, we have these, beautiful encounters with Christ for our children. And some traditional things with the sacraments in second or third grade. But it is studying scripture, the gospels, the commandments, the beatitudes, the sacramental life, and then into high school, that Catholic intellectual tradition where we engage in deep conversation about issues outside of our own four walls. And what is that Catholic worldview of everything that we do? And, deeply rooted in the Bible, in the writings of theologians, the lives of the saints, all of this beautiful, beautiful tradition that we have been given through our Catholic faith.
And it's so important that even if it's not a, quote, theology class, there is a Catholic viewpoint in terms of everything that's done in some way, shape, or form, such as prayer or such as just focusing on Catholic values.
That's right. And it is part of the fabric of everything that we do, from morning assembly to broadcast in the daily news at the schools, the principal's messages, interaction with parents, with students, with teachers. It is just part of who we are.
Now, my daughter's children go to Catholic schools in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And when I've been there at times, the very first thing is they're all together in the gymnasium.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Is that common?
It is. That's common. And gathering for prayer.
Exactly.
Daily prayer. And
I love that.
It's powerful.
Love that. And a student will lead the
uh-huh.
prayer and talk about something scriptural or something important about the prayer. And it just warms your heart. It's fantastic.
It is. And those are the things that that form our children. And again, that anchor them in that relationship with Christ.
And you start the day with the Lord. Throughout the day, you're with the Lord. You end the day with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But it forms habits.
Right.
You know, and that's what's so important is habits of prayer, habits of focusing on Jesus, the center of everything you do, habits of going to Mass. And that's what we need to do. We need to form good habits because the world is trying to shape different habits.
That's right. You know, there's a lot of negativity that our kids are exposed to. And particularly in social media and internet and just everything around them. And so those habits are so very important. And that message of you are important. You are loved. You are created in the image and the likeness of God, a God who loves you. And that's not the message they're getting out in this world.
I love that. You know, and one of the things I've always loved is Catholic social teaching.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The dignity of the individual person, right? Because we don't feel that.
No.
You know, the society tells us something different.
Right.
And that's so important to encourage the build up, to realize, as you said, you're made in the image of Christ and Jesus loves you. He died for you. He rose again that you may have eternal salvation, and he wipes you clean when you say yes to him of any inequity that you have and go to confession. So bottom line is Catholic schools lay the foundation. We're so blessed again to have Dr. Aaron Barisano, superintendent of schools for the Diocese of Orange. And we're going to be right back to talk more about her vision and about the future direction of Catholic schools. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running
for... Alleluia. 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 You know, my brothers and sisters, we will be rejoicing forever in heaven with Jesus. You know, some people call me the Alleluia man. It's because... you know, when you have joy, the joy of the Lord, it wells up within you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I am so thrilled again to have the superintendent of Catholic schools, the Diocese of Orange, Dr. Aaron Barisano, with us here on Empowered by the Spirit. We're talking about the joy of Catholic education. We're talking about the incredible things that are happening here in the Diocese of Orange within the Catholic school district. Within these 35 schools, it's interesting because when I started here in my new job as Director of Evangelization Formation a few months ago, everyone said, oh, you've got to meet Dr. Aaron. You got to meet Dr. Aaron, you know. And she would pass me by smiling, you know. Then we finally got to spend some time together, but I certainly can understand why. But part of it is not just her faith, which is gigantic, not just her leadership, which is gigantic, but her vision.
Mm.
And so let's talk about vision. Let's talk about the vision that you have through the power of the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Spirit, of where Catholic schools are going within the Diocese of Orange.
Thanks. And it is powered by the Spirit. Again, this is, I really believe, God's vision for the schools here in this diocese. You know, coming out of the last 2.5 years of I call it the COVID fog, and particularly in the field of education, you know, we were just fighting every day, right, to stay open, to have those kids come to us, to have a safe space for them, a healthy space, and continue to teach them, to form them. And as we've rolled down, finished the school year, and I just kind of sat with the last 2 years and reflected on all of the great things that we had done, our teachers, our leaders, just phenomenal, phenomenal response to the great challenges that were placed in our path. It's the fog started to lift. And there really was this clarity of vision. And it was, now what? Now what? We've built this really, really strong foundation. And now what? And you know, when you think about when you've built a strong foundation, it is exactly that. A foundation, the purpose of a foundation is to build upon it. Is to build upon it. And so as we look now at the future of Catholic education in this diocese, we really, really are embracing this vision of growth. And this vision of growth has many, many different facets to it. And, you know, and it's always growth. We are schools. So academic growth for our students. We are part of the larger church. And so it's always, always that deeper growth and expansion of the faith and of the individual's relationship with Christ, and growth within our programs, our vision to meet the needs of more diverse learners and to those kids who come to us that need that extra support, and growth in the competency of our teachers. In order to give those kids that extra support, we need to ensure that our teachers are receiving the training and the support that they need. Growth in our evangelizing efforts, reaching out to the margins to invite those people in who maybe haven't considered Catholic education. growth in enrollment, of course, growth in looking at the possibility of new schools in our diocese. And what does that mean for us as a community of faith? Growth in the financial assistance to the families who have chosen Catholic education. And so it is this, again, building upon a very strong foundation. And what does that growth look like? And it's so very exciting to respond to this call of the Holy Spirit, this movement in our hearts, and this vision that has been laid out before us.
I just can't say enough about how thankful I am about your being here as superintendent of Catholic schools, about your vision of growth, your vision of how big is our God and how big could this be.
Yeah.
And we are working closely together. And isn't it interesting?
I was thinking, it's only been 2.5 months, Deacon.
Less than 2.5 months, actually, technically.
Yeah.
It feels like we've been forever.
It does.
And to give you an idea of what the Holy Spirit is doing, we're going to build an initiative for parents. That's going to be a 12-week program to really help parents understand their faith. This is something that we're working in conjunction with because parents want to learn
they
more.
They are so hungry. They want it. They want it. And we know that parents are the primary educators. And we know that as trained educators and as formed catechists, that we need to help our parents. They want it. They want it.
It is the entire family that is so critical with the parents as the primary educators, but they can't give what they don't have.
That's it.
And so we as a church are taking responsibility to say, we're going to give you the tools.
Yes.
We're going to give you the information. We're going to give you the reasons, the understanding of why we believe what we believe
right.
in. We're going to let the Holy Spirit flow. And so we have these programs that we're working on. When you seek with all of your heart, you know, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled, Matthew 5:6. When you seek, you'll find. Asking, you'll receive. Seeking, you'll find. Knocking, the door will be open. So bottom line is that we are going to provide the tools working together through our Department of Faith Formation and Evangelization, working with the parents in Catholic schools. So that's one unbelievably exciting thing. That is going to be rolling out over the course of the next number of months into 2023. Well, there's another major movement that I'm really excited to partner with you on and share about, and this is the Jesus Thirst for America, or I Thirst movement. This was something that came to us after we did the St. Joseph Summit last year and in prayer, and we impacted 45,000 plus people worldwide. But we started thinking about, what is Jesus calling us to do? And I kept going back to the encounter that St. Mother Teresa Calcutta had with Jesus and what Jesus said on the cross, that I thirst for souls. And I had dreams about it.
I had dreams
in which I saw Jesus reaching out to me and saying, I'm calling you to quench the thirst in a sense and to be an instrument to help. And so through prayer, we've come up with this, a minimum 21 events over the next 3 years of Eucharistic revival, in which Eucharist will be at the center. But then we're going to teach people about their faith. And in this process, and November 19th is our first one here at the Diocese of Orange. Please sign up. JesusThirstForAmerica.com. Please sign up. It will be fantastic. Father Robert Spitzer, Kathleen Beckman, Kathy Heil, myself, Deacon Larry Oney. We're going to have Bishop Tim Fryer, Bishop Kevin Vann. It will be a mass. It will be adoration. It'll be teaching on Eucharist, teaching on how to share your faith. And then we're going to have a whole year follow-up. So it's a whole movement. Again, JesusThirstForAmerica.com. But in the process of doing that, we had a meeting with Dr. Aaron, and it became really apparent to me that we want to do one for the schools.
Yes.
We want to do one. Tell us about that.
Well, we're really, really allowing our school communities to grow closer to our Lord and to answer this call and to quench that thirst. And so in January of 2024, we're working on an I Thirst for Catholic schools. in the Diocese of Orange. And this is going to coincide with Catholic Schools Week of that year.
Absolutely incredible. I am just jumping through the roof. I mean, I am so unbelievably excited to galvanize the Holy Spirit, to galvanize these schools around how much Jesus is thirsting for them, how much Jesus wants them, how much Jesus is going to give them hope and encouragement, but instruction, catechesis.
That's it. That's it.
And fuel.
Fuel for the journey, right? And the journey, again, that is every day. That is saying yes every single day. And our families, they're hungry for it. And they want it, and our teachers, and it's going to be just so, so powerful, transformative.
We're working with the Norbertines, our Norbertine priests. We're working with Father Jacob Shea, who is also a teacher in Catholic schools in Wilmington. And he has videos that he's creating on, has created some of them already, on catechesis of our Catholic faith, why we believe in what we believe.
Yeah.
And this is on Spirit-Filled Radio. We have his show at 11 a.m. each day talking about the beauty of our Catholic heritage is the name of the show. And he goes in and talks about every aspect of what we believe in as the seasons go along.
Uh-huh.
It's really, really fantastic. So in other words, we will be providing 52 weeks of instruction post-event for all of these parents, whoever is involved in supporting Catholic schools. I am so excited. I can't even, I'm just jumping through the roof.
Well, it's going to be so special for our Catholic school community and hopefully a model that we can build out to other dioceses
throughout the country.
Absolutely.
And throughout the world. And so, for us to support Catholic education, absolutely critical. So just kind of to summarize where we've been so far, we're talking about really amazing Holy Spirit empowerment within our schools. We're talking about top education. We're talking about great teachers, great programs. We're talking about having the Eucharist and Jesus at the center of everything that they do. We're talking about growth and vision and many, many positive things. But of course, there are challenges. We don't want to just sugarcoat it and say, oh, everything is perfect. No, there are many challenges. There are financial challenges.
Right.
There are other challenges. Tell us a little bit about those challenges, because our listening audience wants to pray, wants to support, I believe financially also.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about those challenges and how we as a community of believers can support you in Catholic schools.
Well, sure. Well, first of all, thank you. The prayers are what we need to continue this beautiful ministry and to fulfill this mission that's been entrusted to us. But, our schools, very different from the schools of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, who were staffed by religious sisters and brothers and came at a very low price point, quite honestly. And now schools, Catholic schools across the nation, are 97% lay people. And so these are good men and women who have said yes to the call, who are trained in their field of education and who need to earn a salary.
Amen.
And so the cost of just doing business of a Catholic school, costs continue to rise, and we can't continue to bear those costs on the backs of our parents in the form of tuition. And so we absolutely, absolutely need the community of faith to help support our Catholic schools so that we can continue this vision of growth, this path of evangelization, this path of academic excellence to prepare our young men and women to be good, faith-filled citizens for our world.
Now, some of you right now may be getting inspired to provide a donation, financial support. How would they be able to do that and direct it to go specifically to Catholic schools?
Thank you. That's such a great question. And we have a Catholic Schools Fund designated at the Orange Catholic Foundation. And that would be the best way to do that, is to go through OCF, the Orange Catholic Foundation, and specifically request that Catholic Schools Fund. And that fund, helps us not only for operational costs, some of those things, but also those families who desire a Catholic education and who need a little extra help with their tuition. We have a very good tuition assistance program in our diocese across all of our schools, and we want to ensure that all of the families who desire a Catholic education can get the help that they need to afford that.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because we live in a a society, a county, a diocese of abundance, and yet we also live in a diocese that is far from abundance.
That's right.
That has
yes.
many economic challenges, and many of our schools are located in areas where the parents are barely getting by.
That's right.
Month to month.
Yes.
And yet they want their children to obtain this great Catholic education. But the reality is that they can't afford it and they need help.
That's right. And we are blessed with a community of faith that has generously supported our Catholic school system here. And we continue to need more. We know that costs are rising everywhere. And so for those families who truly, truly desire a Catholic education and cannot afford it, there are many, many different ways to support them. And again, the Orange Catholic Foundation has different funds set up specifically for tuition assistance that can support our families.
Now, because of the kind of diocese that we have, which is multicultural.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. And how does Catholic schools support the multicultural reality of where we are?
We just embrace the different cultures that are part of the fabric of our diocese, from different cultural celebrations at our school sites to different language classes at the high school level. You know, I think that multiculturalism is something that is very much celebrated in our Catholic schools and in our church here. And so it's something that we continue to embrace, continue to increase that awareness, that level of cultural competency of our school communities, of our teachers, so that we truly can emulate this Catholic universal church.
In terms of those that may be challenged with the English language,
yes.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah, we particularly in those communities, we make sure that we have people at the school that can speak their native language to help them navigate, whether it be a staff member or partnering them up with another parent that can help with translation if needed. In printed material, we quite often will print things in bilingual or even trilingual, depending on the needs of the community. So there is this great consciousness and effort to ensure that those families that come to us, that maybe there are language barriers, that we can always, always meet them where they are and help lead them along the way.
What really hits me, my brothers and sisters, as we hear Dr. Aaron Barisano, Superintendent of Schools for the Diocese of Orange, speak, is love. Is
yes.
that you love your parents, you love the students, you love the teachers, you love, and so you provide whatever is necessary to create this environment of love, environment of education, environment of support, environment of encouragement. But in today's society, again, we have challenges, financial challenges we've been talking about. What are some of the other challenges that you face right now?
I think just in general, in the field of education, we are facing a teacher shortage. We're existing at a time when there are a lot of people who have opted out of the teaching profession. And this isn't just Catholic schools, it's schools across the nation, quite honestly. And so I think the unique thing about Catholic schools, and we've already talked about this, but is that vocation, right? And it is more than just a job that you go to from 7:30 to 3:30. A Catholic school teacher, the role of a Catholic school teacher is vocational. And so it is that yes. And so yes, of course, we want to ensure that our teachers are trained as educators, but there's more to it than that. There's so much more to it than that. But that is just a real challenge that we are facing. And thinking of then some creative ways to bring those people who may be thinking about, maybe somebody like myself who was in business and who heard that call and got that tap on the shoulder from the Holy Spirit to maybe this is where God is calling you.
And this is exactly what's happening right now, I believe.
I think so.
Right this second, people are listening and people are saying, wow, maybe that's me. What do I do? What do I do? Maybe the Holy Spirit's calling me to be an educator within the Catholic school district. So let's assume that person now has heard this call. Mm-hmm. What do they do?
give us a call at the Department of Catholic Schools. We're always recruiting teachers. You know, we always have a sub list, all of these things. We try to make it easy on our principals by having a centralized location for that. And for those people, we're working to try to design a Catholic school teaching credential and something that that we're working on awesome. Internally so that those maybe mid-career people or people who are now feeling the tug of the Holy Spirit to come and teach in our Catholic schools, who may bring a wealth of knowledge and experience from the business world, from a law office, and how does that translate into a classroom, and what are the tools and the training that they will need to ensure that they are successful as a Catholic school teacher?
That's fantastic. That is really exciting.
Yes.
To be able to give people the skills. And like you say, they perhaps have so many different types of skills, but how do they crystallize that in a meaningful way to be now an educator?
Absolutely.
And so you're going to provide them the ability to do that.
Yes. Yes, yeah, we are.
Which is fantastic. As we finish up here in the next few minutes, there's so many exciting things happening, and I'm so unbelievably excited to be working alongside you and supporting you.
Thank you, Deacon. You know? And it's so far the first 2.5 months they've just been just so life-giving and so much excitement, and the Holy Spirit is just so powerfully guiding this work.
Amen. For our listening audience, what would you like them to do to support your efforts?
First of all, continue to pray for us. Pray for me, as God has entrusted me in this role to lead and to serve our church. And pray for this vision of growth. And also, if you'd like to support our mission, please, 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 we need your financial support. You know, Catholic education is a ministry of the larger church, and it will take the larger church to continue to see this growth in our schools.
As we talk about the growth of the church and the explosion within the church, what is your vision as to how Catholic schools are at the center of the church revival, in a sense?
Well, I think that's exactly what it is. I think it is this revival. And I think that, again, and I go back to kind of coming out of this COVID fog and the foundation that has been built, and Catholic schools have been a beacon of hope, particularly in the last 2.5 years when there was so much darkness enshrouding our world. The foundation has been solidified. And so it is the basis for this revival in our church, not only for those who are immediately involved in Catholic education, the students, the teachers, the parents, but I just think that that can just explode to the larger church.
Now, you have been involved, again, in Catholic education, as you mentioned, for many years. You were within the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, but now here as superintendent of Catholic schools within the Diocese of Orange, you have a particularly incredible staff of people.
I do.
And tell us about some of your direct reports and how wonderful they are, and maybe a principal or two. But let's start with your staff.
Yeah. You know? Oh, I have two fantastic associate superintendents, Dr. Denise Valadez and Dr. Brad Snyder, who are mission-focused, highly competent educators, leaders, who are so, so committed to educational excellence, to faith formation, to creating good, good people in our Catholic schools. And it is such a joy and a privilege for me to work with these people. We have Nancy De La Rosa Rico and Adriana Lopez, who support our efforts from the back end. You know that any good organization needs to have that back end support, and really is the face of a lot of what we do to our principals. And so we run a tight ship. We're we're a lean team, but we are we're mission focused, and we're so committed to this good work.
You know, you have incredible principals too.
And, I do.
And here at Christ Cathedral, we have a great principal here.
Yes.
And some other ones that we're working with. Maybe highlight just a couple. I know you have
35 so many, but no, I'm glad that you mentioned here Mrs. Juliana Tapia, who is our principal at Christ Cathedral Academy, where my son just graduated, 8th grade. He attended
wonderful.
Here. And,
wonderful.
And it's our cathedral school, and it's a beacon in this diocese. And, how beautiful that we have a school located on our campus. But she is, again, a committed Catholic school leader who leads with love. She is just the epitome of Christ's love to her students, to her parents, to her teachers. And we're so blessed to have her leadership in our diocese.
And there's also a sister that we've been working
with. Oh, and Sister John Ellen is the president now of St. Catherine's Academy.
Amazing.
Amazing. This school is the oldest school in our diocese, and it is such a gem and offers such a unique experience for the boys who attend there. And it's such a special, special place. And again, we're so blessed to have the Dominicans of Mission San Jose in our diocese here.
My brothers and sisters, when you're around these people, all the people that I've mentioned and others, you just feel the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You feel love. You feel joy. You feel like, you know, you just want to shout for joy again.
Amen.
You know, because
yeah.
These people love what they're doing. They love Jesus. They love their students. They love their parents. They love the staff member. They just love. And that's the environment that we want to be in. I am so blessed to be working again alongside you. And any final thoughts to our listening audience?
Well, I just I'm so grateful for the opportunity, but also again, just pray for us, please pray for us. Your prayers are so powerful.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you and worship you. We thank you for Dr. Erin Barisano. We thank you for her staff, her principals, her teachers. All the people supporting Catholic schools, the parents, the students, and we ask for the Holy Spirit to descend upon them with tongues of fire, with a new Pentecost, to give them hope and encouragement, to protect them against all evil forces, to give them education about the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the sacraments, the power of our faith, to fill them with all the fruit of the Holy Spirit, of love, of joy, of peace, patience, kindness, self-control, generosity, that they may fulfill the purpose that you have in their lives now and forever. Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe, through the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And I bless Catholic schools and all associated with it, and all of our listening audience, their families, and their loved ones, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
As Deacon Steve Greco, you've been on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless everyone.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week. Till I am a soul.